Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, getting your feet wet, checking the lay of the land, doing a little scouting. I guess all of those were in mind for Rip Ripito this summer. He's the new president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board. Over the summer, he joined with Farm Bureau leaders, attending many of the group's county and regional events and meetings, basically just taking the opportunity to get to meet folks as he eases into his new post.
It's one of those things where, and it's part of your farm roots, I guess, the way I grew up in western Oklahoma. And you know, it's hard to expect people to want to care about you if you don't care about them. And the only way I'm going to get to know Kentucky is to get out and see it and meet the people and understand the issues. And we did a lot of that this summer, and I think it was received well. And I had a great time getting to meet everybody and getting to know the state. And it's been a great joy for us to be able to do that.
We were talking on opening day of the State Fair, one of the big three agriculture-based events hosted at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Ripito started at the first of the year, so he has experienced one of the other big three, the National Farm Machinery Show.
You know, that's probably, if not the best in the world, it's right at the top. And the only reason I say that is because I've never seen anything like that. So if anything else exists like that, I don't know of it. We're so proud of that. We have 900 exhibitors, 1.2 million square feet of machinery that comes in.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Postsecondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We continue with our feature on meeting Rip Ripito, the new president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board, as he eases into his position. As it turns out, State Fair attendance did rise a little this August, and signs for the third of the big three ag events, the North American International Livestock Exposition, this November, were already looking good.
We were talking about that in the office it's been 3-4 weeks ago now, and we actually started receiving entries already, and one of our staffers told me that's the earliest we had ever received an entry for a North American. That's exciting because that means that there's some interest, that there's some excitement, and it's trending the same way. We had an uptick in exhibitors for Farm Machinery Show. We've had an uptick in the State Fair, and I think maybe we're going to see an uptick in North American. We're hoping.
He says that economic success and using the events to educate the public about agriculture will be top priorities. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.